wanted to mention that at the time of the Tunbridge Wells division, my father was very well acquainted with Brother Lowe and loved him and esteemed him. He was a laboring brother of great weight and had been much used of the Lord. And here was a case where a laboring brother was put away. And Brother Lowe's letter, it looks like it was unrighteous. And the meeting was divided there in connection with it. And others were put away at that time, nearly half the meeting. So that it looked like it might not have been an assembly action. And my father and I were almost ready to go the wrong direction. And I went to St. Louis at that time. And I visited stayed with Brother Armit, and Brother Potter was there. And what they told me, you bow to the action of the assembly and wait on the Lord to clear it up. Well, I came back with that conviction. And so we did. We just waited on the Lord. And in time, it came out that the very ones that had refused the action of Tunbridge Wells had to put this laboring brother, Mr. Strange, away themselves as a liar. Well, it showed that the decision of the assembly was right. But, brethren, the important thing is just what they told me. Wait on the Lord. And Brother Blount said to me at that time, too, and I was undecided. He said, suppose you're walking down the street and a policeman stops you and says you're under arrest. You say, I haven't done anything. He says, it makes no difference. You're under arrest. He says, what are you going to do about it? Well, he says, you have to submit. There's authority there. And he says, that's the way it is with this case. We have to submit and then wait on the Lord to come in. And it may be like in this case, only about a year before it was cleared up for those who wanted to walk in the truth, or it might be many years. But, oh, the important thing is don't get in a hurry. Don't take a false step. Don't try to start anything. Leave it with the Lord. Wait on the Lord. And the Lord can come in His time and way. And His ways are always best.
Once, dear brother, we were together, and there was one that was there, but was not gathered with us. And he was trying to protest what went on and the ground in which we took by the grace of God. You know what your dear father told him? He said, brother, the father has the authority on the family. Hasn't he? I'll never forget that. And the young man answered, yes. He said, do you think that the father sometimes can make a mistake in his judgment? He said, yes, he can make mistakes. What the son is going to do? He's going to rebel against the father? You say, oh, no. No, can't do that.
There is such a thing as seeking the help of another assembly, which has been done, as we know, recently in a matter that has risen amongst us. And God has honored the help of another assembly in coming in and taking the case and seeking to act for the Lord in it. We mustn't forget that any action taken in the assembly is to be taken as representing the whole testimony. And therefore, it tells us, you know, that endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace, we submit and wait on the Lord, but there are certain principles in the Word of God which have been acted on amongst us and which God has honored in difficulties that have arisen. I just mention this because I think many of us are aware that there has been such a thing taking place and that the Lord has come in and honor the ones who seek to act in the fear of God in such cases, not setting aside the assembly action as such, but seeking to consider it in the light of God's Word.
I personally knew this, Mr. Strain, Brother Barry. After he was put away, he came to our meeting in Ipswich, England, and I was present at the time, and he caused an awful trouble. He tried to get into our meeting after being put away. And the dear brethren there, oh, they wept over him, pleaded with him to go out, and he wouldn't, so they had to get hold of him and forcibly take him out. And the sisters were crying, the brothers were crying, we all crying. It's the saddest thing. He's such a man who had a determined spirit. He was not going to be put away. And Brother Anderson and I met a man of the same type in the West Indies, Alexander Peters. When he was put away, he shook his fist at us. He said, "I'm not going to leave this meeting. You're not going to put me away. I'm not going to leave. You're not going to put me away." Didn't he, Dan? He created an awful disturbance. Rebellious. Not subject to the decision of the assembly. And if we judge the decision of the assembly, we're constituting ourselves as judges, are we not?
Help us and keep us very low down, beloved. Very low down indeed. He loves his people. I remember a case when I was arrested. An officer drew his sword and he said, "March." I said, "Why?" "March," he said. Well, I went into the dungeon, had not a word to say. Who was ever going to take me out of that place? Just to rot away, beloved, in that dungeon where over 1 million poor things have rotted during the conquest of the Spanish. Rotted away in those dungeons. Oh, who would ever take me out of there? There was one up there who knew all about it. And I said, "Lord Jesus, while I'm in here, I'm going to preach all day to these poor convicts." There were 1,400 of them in there, some in for life. And he gave me grace to preach. A Roman Catholic colonel came to the police station and sent for me to be brought up out of the dungeon. And he said, I knew him. He'd warned me beforehand that by preaching in the open air, there were people who would do violence unto me. And he warned me. He said, "Hello, Smith." He said, "What are you doing in here?" I said, "I'm a prisoner of Jesus Christ, my colonel, mi coronel, they say." He said, "You just go home and I'll look after you." A Roman Catholic colonel. Oh, the Lord lives, beloved. And he kept his word. He looked after me. Nobody ever touched me after that. And he went over the head of the chief of police of the city to do it. Well, how it's wonderful to leave it with the Lord. Now we appreciate the comments of our loved brethren always. These are the joys of reading meetings, brethren, is to have these things talked over lovingly and subjectively.